We have temporarily adjourned our executive session and will go back in following the remainder of the agendized items that we have this morning for open session on the Taney County Commission. Next order of business for discussion on the agenda is the T Highway project. And would you all like to join us? You can sit here at this table if you like.
There with the microphones.
Linda, John. When we had last met, the two of you had chatted, and we were moving towards a solution regarding the T Highway project.
Yes.
Where are we today?
If Mr. White has things that he thinks would resolve his problems, we are always open to anything he wants us to consider. As it is right now, we are going to, though, have everything surveyed. We're going to have designers look at the drainage before the road project, the drainage after the road project, and see what we're dealing with. So until we do some calculations, some investigation, we can't say what we need to do or not.
What are we looking at here, Jamie?
This is the measurement of the depth of the ditch. This is the depth of the ditch here. This is his building here.
Yeah, I actually got water in three units. And that's just a picture of one of the units. It just barely got up on them, but I haven't opened the doors. I haven't called the people, but you can see where the water and the silt's up on the bottom of that door. And that was just from a half inch of rain the other day, right after Monday's meeting. It rained for 30 minutes. We got a half inch of rain. And I shot grade on that, where that ruler's sitting across there. I went over on the left side on my fence on my property. My property is only 6 inches higher than the bottom of that ditch right now. That ditch is 10 3/4 inches deep, about 38 or 40 inches wide. It's a V ditch, and they're lined with rock. It's complete. I think that's finished, isn't it?
They're not really finished with the project yet. I don't know if they're done in that area or not, so I can't say.
But the culvert alone, the culvert runs full. It's an 18-inch culvert. And a lot of times I've seen the culvert completely full. Plus, right below the culvert, I have that much more water comes off of my property dumps
right
in. I mean, that ditch won't even handle one-fifth of the water that comes down through there.
So Linda, the plan right now, what you guys are going to do is finish the project as spec, is what I'm sounding like, and then shoot all new elevations, and then observe?
No. I've got our surveyors set to go out there. I think they're scheduled to get out there tomorrow. We have to have everything surveyed.
Uh-huh.
We also have to get a designer on it. They'll look at the way the water was before the road project, and then we always try to replicate the same drainage for the after project. Mm-hmm. So we will have to have designers do drainage calculations before we can say what the situation is.
Okay.
But I just want to know where I stand in the meantime. I went ahead Thursday afternoon. I put the plywood up that you see there. I put 2-foot plywood up about 75, 76 foot long to deter the water. If we get a 2 or 3 inch rain, it's going to undercut the road that they've just done. I mean, that plywood will do enough to turn the water. I mean, I don't want to do that, but I'm trying to protect my property what I can. I mean, I just want to know where the MoDOT stands when I get flooded here.
I can't say what happens in a situation that has not happened. You know, I can't say what if, so I can't answer a question like that.
So let me ask you, Linda, okay, so you're going to get surveyors will come in, shoot, then you'll go to the designers. How long a process is that? I mean, it looks like we're going to have 8 days of no rain. So, I mean, are we talking in the next 8 days you'll be able to tell us?
I don't know. Until I get the designers on it, I don't know how long it'll take them.
Okay.
And we met with Mr. White, and we discussed all that. So right now, I don't have an answer for the length of time it'll take.
Okay.
And last Monday, we only had a half inch of rain.
Right.
15 minutes of hard rain. But last spring, when we had the two floods last spring, mm-hmm. we had 4.5 to 5 inches for two different days we had that. And I had no water problem on my property.
Right.
If we'd had another 5 inches, five more minutes of rain the other day, the water backed up on those pictures I showed you the other day. It backed all the way up to unit number 10 and 11, which in the worst rain we've ever had, it's never even backed up 5 foot on my property. And it was 80, probably 95 foot back on my property, just a lagoon there. It was going down as fast as it could, but five more minutes of rain and I would have had 20-some units flooded.
Brandy, do you have the contract or anything that our responsibility on as a county on this? Because we do want to make sure that this is resolved, but I wanted to get a copy of the ours was $4 amount that we approved, but I was wanting to see what Great River had. I guess they did that for.
Yeah, they weren't. They were all contracted by MoDOT, so I would think it's MoDOT's. It's your project, and our participation is just in the cost sharing avenue, but not from a design perspective.
Actually, we did not contract Great River. The county did, so we are interested in seeing the agreement or the for their services.
Would you say that again, Linda? I'm not.
As far as I know, the county contracted with Great River. I've been told the county. We've been paying their design fees, etc. Now, I don't know if, we are going to take an independent look at it, but, we did not contract with them.
Who's paying the bills then?
I don't know. I don't know. I could check into it further, but,
I can tell you, it solves the problem real fast if we're paying the bills, because we'll just step in and fix it. And then, because if we're on the hook for this liability, because what I see Mr. White is saying, the next big rain, I'm going to be flooded, and I'm coming after somebody for damages. And if we're on the hook, then we're going to make sure we protect ourselves as a county. At least that's my perspective.
I don't think we should all jump to a bunch of conclusions yet till we do some calculations, too.
Okay, so I'd like a timeline from you. In 7 days, can we have that? Then we have to make our steps to protect our interests as a county.
Okay.
Because I'm hoping that in... It's going to be dry the next 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
At least I would think we could have some positive action the next 7 days. But from a business owner here, he knows his property better than all of us else in this room. And if he says there's a problem, I have to look at it, especially if the county is on the hook for any liability here.
Well, I think our understanding as we sit here, Jim, was that whenever the bids came in for more than what we had a design from Great River and a cost factor added to that. And I know that at one point that MoDOT and us both agreed that that was what they were going out for. And then it came in above that bid for about $50,000.
Right.
And at that point, after we made the agreement, I thought we were off the...
But we didn't bid.
We didn't bid, no.
This is a MoDOT project. But we need to pull the contract up and see what our liability is immediately.
I visited with Randy a little bit about this, and the first original design was for drop inlets in a couple of locations, and then the design was changed. Now, I don't know whether the design was changed for cost reasons or whether MoDOT stepped in for...
But we weren't involved in that change.
No. Okay. We had no paperwork or nothing.
No, you're not involved in that change. Something happened in construction due to room constriction. There's very little room in the one corner.
But, that's where I'm getting to. If we have a contract that lists us as anything liable, what we tried to do here was a safety issue for the citizens in that area that was sent to us by our transportation board as the number one priority, and we're trying to fix it. And we do want to, as you said, protect the county and protect Mr. White and make sure that this project goes like we want it to as far as safety and security. That's my main focus.
And I'd like to also have my entryway back to the size that it was before. My entryway's been cut down. The actual asphalt now is 51 foot. I had almost 57 foot before between curb to curb. There's no concrete curbs there like they were. And actually, there's concrete curbs on the water that run off my property, hit the curbs and went into the ditch. It's going to wash out what they've done already. It really will.
We've been researching entrance permits. I found the permit from the early 80s where you got a 30-foot drive from Vernon Doyle. I cannot find anything since then.
Well, I talked to Vernon.
Do you have a copy of your permit from
We haven't looked. I thought Vernon retired earlier. He said he retired in November of 95, I think.
And
I got it wrote down.
In the 90s, permits were written by a permit inspector, not Vernon Doyle. If you have a copy of your permit, please give it to us where we could look at it. I don't have any records saying 57
We'll try to get. Well, Vernon was with another guy that was higher up, and they come over and issued
And when you measure off the topographic information, it does not measure that wide. So I don't have anything to support that.
I want to see the contract.
I'll try to find that.
That would help.
I'm just trying to figure out where do we go now? Where do we go from here? And how do we... We have the contract up here.
We're up here, Randy.
Who is the Great River engineer specifically on this one? Is it the Mel?
Dave Lundstrom.
Dave Lundstrom. Who is the engineer? ASAP. Is he in town? If he's in town, let's postpone this discussion.
Let me state that. My understanding was until just now that this was a state project and the county was involved in a cost share.
What I was told was that the county initiated the project and was looking at doing it by permit.
Okay.
Then cost share agreement was pursued. Once it became a cost share, MoDOT does the letting. However, the consultant was already hired by the county, and that stayed in place that way.
And I see that that happened which is why I didn't know prior to my coming into office, but I see that
it happened prior to me having anything to do with it too. So I'm researching the same as you are probably.
So what we would like to do, what I'd like to do is obviously to go through this to talk with council ASAP and for us to make some decisions on behalf of the county and work obviously in collaboration with you all in what we can do. And let us address that from a new perspective.
Yeah.
I did not know this, John, but this, to me, sheds a different light, and that's, so you have, well, I'm stuttering a lot. So you brought this to our attention. I appreciate it, and we're going to go over this ASAP.
Right.
And we won't be dragging this out for the next few days. We're going to do this immediately, John. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair. We entered the contract between us and Great River, so it looks like we have some sort of responsibility and authority over the design part. So what we need to do is have council look at the contract, talk to Great River, and then we'll have to determine that.
Okay.
We did enter into it, as she stated. When the state took it over, the project totally changed from the scope that the design that they did.
We just got to see liability, who's responsible. I think that's, and ultimately who has the authority to make a change of the design. Because if the water, I mean, I, there's a few questions I have now because of that document.
And we're going to proceed with our independent calculations.
Sure.
So we know
right.
what everybody's dealing with here.
Well, my question is, are we more involved than I thought we were? The possibility exists, if that's the case. That
right. We're much more involved.
We need to step up, because I had thought that this was going to be a conversation between the state and the property owner, not with the county in a position to have any real say-so. So we need to see. We may not yet, but.
All right. Well, then what we're going to do is, we'll be communicating with you, John.
So I don't even really know who I'm dealing with yet.
And we don't know either.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. I mean, obviously, continue to work forward.
Yeah.
Work with MoDOT. Yeah. We're going to find out some what our obligations, responsibilities, authority is in this agreement.
Yeah.
And I dare say we're going to work with MoDOT.
Right.
We're not going to independently run out there and do something. So.
But also, when all this is said and done and you get all your calculations in, a lot of times those calculations still don't mean how much rain we're going to get at times, because I know how much we get.
Right.
I mean,
well, like I said, we want to replicate drainage as it was before the project.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if we, you know, can do that somehow, that would be our goal. You know, in the beforehand, I'm not so sure if how it was handled. So until we know that, we don't know how to replicate it.
John and Linda, I've got a quick question. Earlier you had proposed building a wall,
uh-huh.
a retaining wall. If, in fact, that's built, how can that, can it adversely impact the road itself? Or will that ditch carry the water? If there's a retaining wall there, will it flood back onto the highway? I don't know. And no?
I don't understand how a retaining wall would do anything for his drainage. If he thought it helped, we will entertain that idea. But he did not want to agree to put in writing that he thought that would help. So therefore, we cannot pay for something where he won't state that he feels like that helps him.
Okay. John?
No, that's not what I said. I said they wanted me to sign a contract where immediately you were not responsible for any water damage.
No, that's not true.
Well, all I wanted was I'll sign the contract after they okay the wall, it's complete, then I'll accept responsibility for the wall. But well, I don't want to sign a contract this afternoon. We get 4 or 5 days of rain before I can get the wall up.
Yeah, John, let us move forward. We're gonna get into this agreement right away.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna stay in touch with you, and we're gonna work with MoDOT, and we're gonna find a solution.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you need those pictures here?
No, you take them and you can take those and Randy might keep those for Great River to look at.
Yeah, I can leave them those.
Agreed. Agreed. We'll talk to council.
Do you, are we going to go into back into executive?
No, we've got, we'll see if Randy's got R&B scheduled to come early.
Okay. So, but what I'm saying is after this, after the R&B, we'll go right back in for discussion on this.
Randy, are the guys on their way?
Yeah, they're going to be probably another 15 minutes or so. Stott will want to call in a little bit, but he said he'd be about 30 minutes. He'd be here.
So
they should be here.
How much time are we going to have going through this? I'm trying to schedule because we have Linda that's on the hook for us back at 1. Maybe we should move her to 1:30. You
let us know what time you're on. 2:30, 20 minutes.
What do those guys have? They don't have to be here unless they've got something. Do they have something?
Not really.
Well, they don't have to be here.
I mean, I can take care of them.
No, just tell them to stay on the job.
Randy, let's take a 5-minute recess. You get a hold of those guys and tell them not to come, and we're going to meet with you. We'll stay in recess for 5 minutes.
Okay.